I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Over the weekend, the quarterback for the University of Oklahoma's football team, Jason White, won the College Football Player of the Year Award, the Heisman Trophy. He won despite playing dreadfully in the last game of the regular season. Some previous winners have learned over the years that this trophy comes with a caution. Day to Day's Luke Burbank with a senior writer for ESPN.com, Ivan Maisel, and we begin with Luke.
Even people who don't follow college football have probably seen the Heisman Trophy. It's a bronze football player with one of his arms stuck out so as to fend off would-be tacklers. Ivan Maisel, you're a senior writer for ESPN.com covering college football. For those who don't know, what exactly is the Heisman Award?
The Heisman Award has been given out since 1935 by the Downtown Athletic Club of New York. It is named for John Heisman, who was one of the first great football coaches in the sport a century ago. And it is awarded to the, quote, most outstanding college football player in the United States.
Jason White from Oklahoma won it this year, but that was a little controversial. What exactly happened?
Jason White won despite playing a very unimpressive final game of the season on December 6th. Oklahoma was a big favorite and considered one of the best college football teams of all time, and then lost 35-7 to Kansas State in the Big 12 Conference Championship game. So there was some backlash toward White because quarterbacks get most of the credit and most of the blame. However, the voters went ahead and narrowly elected him over Larry Fitzgerald, a wide receiver at the University of Pittsburgh.
Now, you would assume that the best college players are going to make the best professional players, but that doesn't always turn out to be the case. How does winning the Heisman relate to your pro career?
Well, it really doesn't. Historically, there have probably been more failures or pedestrian careers than there have been starring careers. And I think that speaks to the difference between the college game and the pro game.
Is there a memorable flop who won the Heisman and had a lot of expectation and then just didn't get it together in the NFL?
I think the guy that immediately comes to my mind is Andre Ware, quarterback at the University of Houston in 1989. Houston had a very sophisticated passing offense, so it was believed that Ware would be able to make the transition quite easily. It turned out that he was drafted early in the first round by the Detroit Lions, and he was discovered that he really was only suited for the offense he had played in college. He had a lot of trouble in the National Football League, and he's now, in fact, one of my colleagues at ESPN.
Is he going to hear this interview, possibly?
Boy, I hope not. But look, I'm not saying anything he hadn't heard, and he's you know what? No matter what they say about you, he's still got a Heisman Trophy.
And lastly, Ivan, now you've covered the Heisman Trophy for a long time, but did you know the award's fame has now even moved outside the world of sports and into the world of dating?
No, I did not.
Well, that's if somebody is being hit on and they manage to evade the would-be dater, they have officially, in the vernacular of the youngsters these days, they have officially given the person, quote, the Heisman.
Well, that's probably not a vote any of us want to get, I would think.
Ivan Maisel is a senior writer for ESPN.com. He covers college football. Thanks, Ivan.
My pleasure.
That interview by Day to Day's Luke Burbank.